Hola, it is Fabi here, and let's name the four words that have cost you more money than anything else in your business. Are you ready? Let me think about it. And here's what makes that so very expensive. It's not that you hear it, it's what you do the second that you hear it, because in that moment, almost everybody runs for the same three things. Number one, you soften the price. Number two, you add a bonus. Number three, you offer a payment plan. All of these are answers to a question that nobody asked you. They didn't say it was too expensive. They said they needed to think. Those are not the same thing, and treating them like they're the same thing is the single most common misdiagnosis that people make with this objection. So here's what "let me think about it" actually means. Nothing in your message told me what happens if I don't take action. Not fake urgency, not a countdown, the real cost that's already running. The problem is already expensive. Your message just never named the bill. So here's what I want you to sit with today. "Let me think about it" is not a decision, it is a filing. Your offer just got filed into a category, and it got filed before price even entered the conversation. In fact, it got filed before that person ever spoke to you in the first place. And once it's in that folder, nothing that you do on the call is going to get it out. Not the bonus, not the discount, not the follow-up sequence. The question then is, who did the filing? And I'm gonna show you that it was not them. So let's start with what you do when you hear it, because again, that reflex tends to be universal. The first thing is, well, you're gonna touch the price, you're discounting it, you're moving it, you're making concessions. Now you've told a premium buyer that your number was soft, which means everything about you is kind of soft. The second thing is, well, let's give them more things, more deliverables, more calls, more bonuses. You're trying to tip the scale by piling weight on one side, but they were never weighing. And the third thing is, well, you're splitting it up into a payment plan, which is a fine option to have, but as a response to hesitation that said, well, I've decided that the problem is money. And you right now have decided that with zero evidence. So all three are doing the same damage. All three are confirming the thing that you're trying to argue against, because the second that you start negotiating with hesitation, you've actually agreed with it. You've agreed that this is a thing worth hesitating over. So, I mean, think about, for example, a car with a rattle, right? You're bringing it in, the mechanic hears the rattle and tightens the thing that usually rattles, and then you drive off. 2 days later, the rattle is back. So you're bringing it again. He tightens something else. It comes back. This person's not incompetent. He's just fast. He's got a reflex, and the reflex is firing before he ever asks, well, what is actually loose? Meanwhile, the real problem has been the same thing the whole time. Sitting in a place that probably he never checked, because he never stopped long enough to diagnose. He just kept treating the sound. "Let me think about it" for you is the sound. The discount, the bonus, the payment plan, those are you tightening the wrong thing that are not really fixing the rattle. And you'll keep hearing that thing forever, because nobody has looked at what's actually loose. When you negotiate with hesitation, you're not overcoming an objection, you're kind of agreeing with it. And here's how you know price was never the issue. Watch these same people go out and buy. That same person that 2 weeks ago told you they couldn't invest now spent $8,000 on a trip to Spain. They signed a new lease. They replaced their HVAC system. They paid a retainer without asking for a payment plan. They're not incapable of spending. They're incapable of spending on something that feels optional. Nobody deliberates for 3 weeks over the thing that they think is essential, and nobody moves fast on the thing that they think is nice. So if they're deliberating over you, they've already told you what category you're in. They're just doing it politely. So here's the trick. This is the part that I need you to hear. You think optional is a verdict that they reached about you. In the reality, it's not. Optional is actually a positioning, and you're the one who put yourself within that position. Obviously not on purpose. Nobody wakes up one day and says, okay, how do I sound like a nice to have? You did it by accident, with language, with months that you've been putting out stuff before the call even happened. Every word on your bio, on your website, on your content, on the podcast episode that you were on. Every one of those words was quietly filing you. And by the time that somebody gets on the call with you, the filing has already been done. The call was just where you found out about it. So how does this work? Why does this happen? It's actually simpler than you think. Vague problem in, optional offer out. So if I'm saying, like, I'm gonna help you grow your business, I'm gonna help leaders reach their potential, I help you get clarity. Every one of those things is describing something that is permanently important, but never really urgent. The brain has a folder for that, and that folder is called eventually. And eventually does not have a calendar. eventually does not have a budget. Eventually is where good intentions go to retire. So you didn't sound optional because your work is optional. You sounded optional because the problem that you named was actually optional. The offer is going to inherit the urgency of the problem, always. So if the problem sounds like it can wait, so can you. Before I show you now what to do instead, the part that actually turns Let Me Think About It into how do we start, can you guys do me a quick favor? If this is landing, hit subscribe and turn on notifications. Every week I break down exactly how really established experts can position their work so that premium buyers stop deliberating and start actually deciding. This is the stuff that nobody's saying out loud, and you don't want to miss what's coming next. So subscribe, tap the bell, and let's get into it. So, all right, here's the reframe that changes this whole conversation. Right now, you have likely been trying to manufacture urgency, and it's felt off, and it hasn't worked. And that's true, that's very real, because urgency was never yours to make. It is already something that exists in your audience's life right now, before they ever heard your name. The problem that you solve is already costing them, and it's costing them maybe for years. There is a bill that has been running in the background of that person's life or their business or whatever, or their health, this entire time. So your job is not to start the meter. Your job is to hand them the invoice. It's about showing them the urgency that already exists. We're not making up problems. We're not creating fake urgency. We're not using discounts to get people to buy. We're speaking to the Monday morning problem that your buyer actually has right now. What they're already sensing is the urgency. We're putting it out loud. We're giving it a name, and we're making it really clear for them so that now they feel like, okay, I can see what this is costing me internally, externally, right now, not in 10 years if I don't solve it, but right now, what this is costing me, and then how your solution then becomes the antidote to that problem, the thing that truly resolves it. So what's creating urgency is not pressure, it's not a deadline, it's something that is really clear to them. That right now is your job. The problem is already expensive. Urgency isn't something that you're adding, it's the invoice that you're finally handing them. So what does it sound like to name the bill? It's not saying things like, in my case, right? Oh, your messaging could be stronger, right? Which is what I could say to make it sound like a nice to have. I would say something like instead, well, your positioning sounds like everybody else's, which means that the only thing left for buyers to make a decision is your price. And yes, you're winning on price, which means that you need 3 clients to make what 1 client should have made. You've been running a business at 3 times the labor for the same amount of revenue, and you've been doing this for years. That right there, this example that I just gave you, is way more specific, and the urgency is much more clear too. I didn't add a deadline. I didn't invent a consequence. I didn't create 1 ounce of urgency. I just counted what was already leaving. And here's the thing with that. When somebody sees it, they cannot unsee it. You can't go back to not knowing what the real costs are, what the leak is costing you. That folder marked eventually doesn't hold anymore, because eventually now has a price tag attached to it. And the price tag is going up month after month. That right there is the need to have formula. You're naming the real problem so precisely that the cost of not solving it becomes visible and permanent. You don't overcome Let Me Think About It. You make it impossible to think. The thing is, you can't hear your own message the way that a buyer hears it, because what happens is that you're standing too close to it. You're writing it from inside your expertise, and it sounds sharp to you, and you have no way of knowing if it is landing on the eventually folder. So that right there is exactly what I do on the brand message assessment. It is a 15-minute call with me where I take a look at your messaging, and I show you where your problem is named so vaguely, people are filing it under the someday eventually folder, and the very specific way in which you can speak to your buyers so that what you do feels more like a need to have, so that people stop deliberating and start making decisions. So go to brandmessagesession.com to book the call with me, or you can find that in the description below this episode, and let me know in the comments, what is the bill that your ideal client is already paying, and have you ever actually said that number out loud? Make sure that you follow me on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and you find me everywhere at Fabi Paolini. I will see you next episode. Bye.